The hits to the Orange County Register just keep on coming. Last week, the news was that corporate officials were asking employees to spend about an hour a week returning calls to angry customers, subscribers. And now they're offering $150 in Visa cards for anyone who helps deliver the newspaper. The reporters, the people who work at the OC Register, are being asked to deliver the papers themselves. Now, layoffs and lawsuits and closures are all a part of the new reality for publisher Rich Merman, who recently took over from Register CEO Aaron Kushner. Can the former casino executive for Harrah's bring his magic to the newspaper, or will the OC Register continue its decline? Gustavo Arellano is editor of the OC Weekly, and he's here for this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
We must first start and say that the OC Weekly, of course, is a bit of competition for the OC Register. But you did just today speak with Rich Merman, correct? The interim publisher.
We are competitors, but I am, if nothing else, fair. So I reached out to Rich, wanted to do a profile on him, and he completely agreed. We met at a great Mexican restaurant, Taqueria Zamora, here in Santana, and we talked for about an hour. All I can say right now is Merman is the anti-Kushner. In other words, Rich Merman is someone that's approachable, someone that will give you direct answers. It remains to be seen what's going to happen, but at least he's confident in his vision, and he has a specific vision that wasn't the high praise and, you know, a la-di-da that Aaron Kushner offered to everyone.
Now, how does the anti-Kushner work for Aaron Kushner and get his, you know, get his way in the newsroom?
Well, with Kushner, obviously, he was always viewed as this imperial owner and publisher, the type of person who never really left the fifth floor unless he was either going to lay people off or praise himself more. Merman, to his credit, the very first week he was on the job was that weekend where the Register got about 30,000 calls of complaint because no one could get their newspaper. Merman was out there that Sunday morning at 3 in the morning folding the papers so he could then go and deliver them personally to customers. That's been the only weekend he's been able to do it, he told me so far, because he still lives in Las Vegas where his children are in schools there, so he has to go back to his family, but he promises that he's going to be delivering newspapers again this weekend. Aaron Kushner, too, as far as I know, he has never delivered a paper of the Register in his life.
Where is he in all of this, Kushner? I mean, why is he bringing in outside help?
The way Merman told me is that Aaron Kushner and his co-owner, Eric Spitz, they went to Merman. Merman is now an investor in the Register, has been ever since the purchase of the Press Enterprise, and they approached Merman about taking over the publisher position of the Orange County Register because Aaron was too busy doing other things. Of course, other sources say really it was a coup due to the embarrassment of the lack of delivery for the Register, but Merman would not answer my question when I asked him about it. To his credit, I didn't expect him to answer it, but at least Merman was upfront enough to say that this is a huge emergency for us in terms of not being able to deliver the paper, so I have to do it. If I don't do it by example, then how can I expect my employees to be able to do the same thing?
All right, Gustavo, I want you to be candid with us, not that you're of any other way when you
okay.
speak, but I want you to really tell us, in a year, where will the OC Register be, do you think?
The Register will still be in business. I personally think it's headed down more lawsuits because the financials just haven't been there. We'll see where the Register ends up, but I think Merman is at least going to do everything possible to right the ship. And frankly, kudos to him for being up front and for sitting down with us.
All right, we're going to see. We'll talk about it in a year, assuming that you and I
yeah.
are still around, Gustavo.
Exactly.
We'll knock on wood there, shall we? Keeping an eye on the media landscape in Orange County, Gustavo Arellano, editor of the OC Weekly. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.